This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. When we reached USF Graduate Research Assistant Robert Baer in India via Skype, he told us that the work he normally does in the laboratory isn't as easy when he's out in the field. Let me clarify, he means out in the field, literally.
So a lot of things happen that you wouldn't expect in a lab. A few weeks ago, we had a few coconuts from a tree fall onto our data logger. Not a lot of damage was done, but it wasn't something we expected. We had to rearrange the site configuration just so that it wouldn't happen again so we could prevent further damage.
Baer is a civil and environmental engineering graduate student. Since last December, he's been in Trivandrum, the capital of the southern Indian state of Kerala. He's there working with the new generator, a groundbreaking water purifier that's getting a lot of attention from the residents of the fishing village it's been set up in.
Every time that I'm there troubleshooting or opening the device, I always have a crowd of at least, 15 to 20 people out there always, trying to look at and see what's going on. It's really fun to see that what I'm doing in the community, it has a lot of interest by the community members themselves.
The new generator is the invention of Baer's faculty advisor, USF Associate Professor of Engineering, Daniel Yeh.
The new generator stands for nutrients, energy, and water. So what we have created is a device that can harvest the nutrients, energy, and water from waste, stuff that society discards.
We introduced you to the new generator last year, shortly before it made the nearly 10,000-mile trip from Tampa to India. Yeh, who was stationed back at the USF campus, explains that the patented machine recycles water through a combination of biotechnology and a membrane separation system.
So with the membrane, we are able to separate out the contaminants from the water and recover very clean water from this wastewater.
That clean water then can be used in a variety of ways.
We are using that for toilet flushing and also irrigation. But if there's a need for us to convert that to drinking water, we can do that. It's a matter of optimizing the system and also the economics.
The new generator is housed in a 5-foot by 8-foot by 8-foot shipping container. On the roof, solar panels recharge the generator's batteries. On the side, non-edible plants contained in a row of pipes are sustained hydroponically using the nutrients and chlorinated water generated by the recycling process. For now, it's at work next to a school, where Baer is observing it as it works in conjunction with a pair of e-toilets, India's first electronic public toilet.
That's our primary purpose, is to constantly recycle the water for the e-toilet to use and also treat the wastewater that's generated by the e-toilet.
While Baer is out in the field, he isn't totally isolated from home. He's in regular contact with Yeh and his fellow research assistants via Skype and email, receiving news from home and advice on troubleshooting the generator.
We kind of joke that he's sort of like a Martian astronaut, that he's there on Mars and back at mission control, we're supporting his efforts and giving him what he needs to do the field testing.
Yeh adds that the team is already looking at other places where the new generator can help, like at the sites of natural disasters such as earthquakes.
And people think about bringing water to these communities, but sanitation is often an afterthought. And as a result, you get these secondary waves of disease outbreaks. Our vision is that we'll be able to deploy these units around the world within a very short period after disaster, and then be able to plug these units in and offer sanitation protection to the people in need.
In the developmental stage, the project drew widespread interest, receiving $350,000 in backing from the country of India, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the Cade Museum in Gainesville. With the success in field testing, Yeh says that the buzz continues to grow, and with it, the possibility of turning the new generator into a mass-produced, marketable product.
We're in conversation with a number of people about doing this. So we would like to manufacture more of the new gens and scale this up, and this is going to happen very quickly because there's a lot of interest that we're drawing.
Baer will return to Tampa in June to present his PhD dissertation on the new generator. It's a quick visit as he'll be heading back to India to continue observing and fine-tuning the machine until the end of the year. If you'd like to see Baer and the machine at work in India, check out the University Beat on TV version of this report at WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.